Boker Tov. Today's daf is that Pei Beis and Bab Metzias. We learn for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael and Sunim Atzar V'Shivim. We'll start from the bottom of Pei Aleph from the Beis, 7 lines from Don Pei Shalvei Alamash and Shomer Sacha. What did the Mishnah say? Mishnah said that if I lend, if I'm, there's a Malva and a Lova, the Malva lends money to the Lova. The Lova, in return for, let's say he lent him $1,000, he gave him a mashkan, a collateral. He gave him an item of some sort. So it says, the Mishnah said that Alveola Mashkin, Shomer Sachar. What is the status? If I'm the Malva, if I lend you $1,000 and you give me some item, piece of your, I don't know, piece of furniture, okay? You give me this item, a chair, and I have that chair and I lose the chair. What is my status? What is my obligation on that chair? Obviously, I have to give it back to you when you pay me back, right? But what is my status? I'm holding that chair meanwhile. If I lose it, if I it gets stolen, if I'm negligent with it, what's my status? So the Mishnah says, I'm a veil mashman, I'm a summer sucker. I'm like a paid, I'm paid. Now, how is that? Why am I paid? Rabbi Yehuda says, well, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, it depends. If it was money, you're a shomer chinam, because I'm not paid for anything. But if it was payros, if I lent you fruit, I lent you $1,000 worth of fruit. Now, when you give me the fruit back, you're going to give me fresh fruit. You're going to pay me back in a month. The fruit have to be fresh. So I'm gaining something. I'm giving you fruit that are going bad, and I'm going to gain something. So you could say I'm getting paid in a way. That's what Rebutus says, but the Tanakhama says, no, even if it's not payros, I lent you money and you give me an item to watch. I'm a Shomer Sacher. How am I getting paid? So we'll see. The Gemara says, Rashi tells us right here, you're getting the Schar of a Mitzvah. Now, how is the Schar Mitzvah quantified in money? Well, because I'm Osik with your Mitzvah, I'm taking care of your chair, and a poor person comes to the door, I don't have to give him a meal because I'm busy taking and watching over your chair. So that's the Schar that I'm getting the Mitzvah. So therefore, I'm a Shomer Sacher. That's what the Mishnah says. Again, now we're at this is where we left off. 7 lines from the bottom of the page on Pei Aleph and Beis. Amal Havel Mashim Shomer Sacher. Our Mishnah does not come out like Rebbe Lezer. The Tanya Hamal Mashkan. This case, I lent you money, $1,000. You gave me your chair as a mashkan, as a collateral. Mashkan, I lost the chair. It's okay, I lost the chair, but I'm simply a shamachinim. If I swear that it wasn't my fault, it was an accident of some sort. It was lost. I wasn't negligent. It just got lost. You know, somehow it got lost. I'm not responsible for it. Let's not call it a chair. Let's say you lent me your knife. You had a real good knife, and I lost the knife. Okay, I could still get paid. The fact that I lost the mashkan. Okay, I was a shomachinim on the mashkan, but that has no effect on the fact you owe me the money. Rabbi Kiva says, "What are you talking about? The reason for the mashkan is collateral against the money. If I lost the collateral, I lost the knife. You don't have to pay me back. I lost your knife." So let's assume we're talking here where it's equal in value. Let's assume that right now. We'll see. We're going to talk about different cases like that. But if I lost a knife, I don't pay. Rabbi Kiva says, Yochalomar, he could say, what do you mean? The Lova could say, Kuma be saying, you lent me money, Alamashkin. You lent me $1,000 and I gave you my knife, which was worth $1,000. Of an Amashkin, of you lost the Mashkin, you lost your money. You had my money, you had my item. If they wrote it in a shtar, they wrote it in an IOU. And he put a mashkin for that. Everybody agrees there that if I lost a mashkin, why? Because when you write something in a shtar, there's a shibud, there's an obligation there. You put it in the shtar that he owes me his money. And that's usually on karka or on some item of value. And here it's a, is a, if you wrote it if you put it in a shtar. In other words, Rabbi Lezer in the first domain saying, listen, you gave me a knife to watch. Okay, I'm a shomachinam. I'm not really, it's not that I'm responsible for it if it gets lost or stolen. It's simply so that you can't deny the loan. It's like a zichron varim. You can't say the loan never took place because I have, that's why you gave me the knife. I give you $1,000 in shul one day. You give me your knife to hold. It's not that if I lose a knife, I don't have to pay, you don't have to pay me back. It's simply that this is like a record that we know that the loan took place. Rabbi Kiva says, no, the loan is against the item. And even Rabbi Lezer's mode, if you wrote it in a shtar, if you wrote it in a shtar, then you meant to say, Rashi says, Divya Kolmos, Vinichla Mashkan Kolmos, and Rashi says about 10 lines from the bottom page, the Mashkan Badi Leguvaina, that was for collecting shekel. The reason for the Mashkan is that collect from the Mashkan. If you don't, like, what's it, what do you think? You give collateral. What is your house owes? Your house is collateral when you get a loan from the bank. You get a mortgage, right? Basically, what does that mean? That if you don't pay, we'll take the house, right? If you don't pay back, we'll take the mashkin. It's in writing. The mashkin body l'gavayin is for collection. The regular shtar you have to collect from. You also can't deny it because it's written down. In other words, Rabbi Elazar says if it wasn't written down, so the reason that you gave me the knife as a mashkin is simply that you can't deny it, so that we know the loan took place, but not that you're going to collect from there. So the Chara Mishnah doesn't go like Rabbi Elazar, because our Mishnah says, right, the time of Elazar Mashkin, Yeshua Rabbi, meaning you're only a Shamar Chinam. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you're a Shamar Sach. If you lost it, you're responsible for it, and you don't have to, you can't collect the loan now. So the kash is on. Our Mishnah doesn't go like Rabbi Lezer. Says the Gemara, "Afilu Tamar Rabbi, it couldn't go like Rabbi Lezer." Our Mishnah even goes, "Well, Kashim, Kashim is coming Shasal Vaso, Kashim is Kushal Vaso Vaso." If you gave me the mashkin at the time I gave you the loan, then Rabbi Lezer says, "Yes, it's only for Zichron Farm. It's only so you can't deny that the loan took place." But if afterwards, when I made a claim against you and you denied it and you said you don't have any money, and we went to court and the court sent a shliach to collect the money, so obviously then when you gave me the knife, then if you gave me the knife later on when Besen came to collect it and you said I don't have any money right now, take the knife, that knife is for collection purposes. So you could say that Mishnah Lezer says that you're only a shomer chinam, or that the malva is only a shomer chinam on the mashkin. That's when he took it at the time of the loan. So you could say I just took the knife as zichron dvarim, as in lieu of a shtar, just to remind you that I have your item that the loan took place. But if when it came to collecting, Bezin sent somebody to collect the money, you didn't have the money, you gave him a knife, then the knife took place. In fact, took the place of the loan, and you can collect them there. Says the Gemara, how could you say that our Mishnah is speaking about when you came to collect it after the fact? And that's why you say that the Mishnah says he's a shomer socher, avayu l'mashkin just. When he collected it later on, because then he's responsible for it. And if the Malva lost it, he has to pay for it or not collect the loan. But at the top now, Peves, Mashkin. In both cases, we said he lent him the money, Alamashkan, right? In both cases, we said, the Mishnah says he lent him money in return for the Mashkan. That means that it took place at the time that he lent him the money. He gave him the knife at the time, not that he collected it later on. Hello. Kasha, Kasha be a Mos, Kasha be a Paris. I'll tell you what it is. Like Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, if he lent him money, okay, then you're some you're Shomer Chinam. I'm a Shomer Chinam on the knife. But if he lent Paris, if it wasn't, he didn't lend him money, he lent him Paris. Paris, you're going to gain. The Malva's going to gain because he's giving him older fruit and he's going to get back fresh fruit. Then he's a Shomer Socher, he's getting paid something. So you want to say that's what the Mishnah speak about? That as Rabbi Elazar speaking about, we lent him money. The Mishnah speaking about, we lent him Peiros, and that's why he's a Shomer Socher. Many times say for Rabbi Yehuda, since in the Mishnah then says, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, it depends if you lent him money, you lent him Peiros. Michal, the Tanakama, lo shanile. Mashma, the Tanakama, makes no difference whether it was Peiros or money. So the Gemara says, well, no, Kula Rabbi Yehuda. You can't say that the Mishnah speaking about Peiros. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that afterwards, it depends if it's payers or not. So how can it's mashma the Tanakam? It doesn't make any difference whether it's payers or money. Gemara says no. Kula Rabbi Yehuda. All goes Rabbi Yehuda. All Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, but it's missing from the Mishnah. What does it mean? It's missing. There's a lacuna. There's a missing. Something's missing. There's shachik tani. This is what the Mishnah means to say. If you lent the money in return for the mashkin, shomer sachar. You're shomer sachar. Medvorim shoveh. Oh, only if you lent the payers, because the Malva is gaining something. He's effectively being paid because he's getting better payers back. But if you lent him cash, then he's a Shemachinim. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So you're saying the whole Mishnah goes like is Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, a Mishnah doesn't count like Rabbi Kiva. And a Mishnah always comes out like Rabbi Kiva. Why? Because Rashi points out the Tani of Shemachinim. Mishnah says, you're a Shemachinim if it was cash. We all like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that it makes no difference if it's cash or money, cash or payros. You're a shomer sacher, and you're responsible if it's lost, and you lose the money. You lose its value if you lost the knife. You can't collect that portion. Let's say it's equal to $1,000. You can't collect the loan. So Yochi Kamasi Shlok Rabbi Kiva, and we say, we always say Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. Right? Stam Sifra's Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Sifri's Rabbi Shimon. And all according to Rabbi Kiva. Why? Because they were all Tamidim. These were all Tamidim of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon were all Tamidim of Rabbi Kiva. So how it comes that the Mishnah is not going to come out like Rabbi Machmar to Masis look Rabbi Lezer. Better say a Mishnah doesn't go like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds that if you are a Malva, you lent money, and the guy gave you a mashka and a knife, you are a Shomer Chinam on that knife. You're not a Shomer Sacher. And if the knife gets lost, okay, just swear that you weren't Poshea. You can't be Poshea. You could still collect the loan. But Kiva says, no, you're a Shomer Sacher. You're responsible for it. If it's lost or stolen, okay, if it was taken from you with armed robbers, okay, that's an onus. You're not responsible for that. But if it was lost or stolen, you're responsible for it. And, and the lover doesn't have to pay. Lema, so now the Gemara says a new question. Let me just check something if you... The air conditioner is not on. This wasn't on. The air conditioner wasn't on. Here, here, not there, here. Okay. I just turned it on. I could feel it. Okay. Says the Gemara, Lema, Lema, but Elo Shavi Mashkin Shir Susi. This relates to your question, Moshe. Maybe the issue over here is where the Mashkin, let's say the loan was $1,000. And in return, you gave me your knife. The knife's only worth $10, right? So maybe that's the issue over here. Lema, but Elo Shavi Mashkin Shir Susi. Maybe the Mashkin isn't worth near as much as the loan. Uvid Shmuel Kamifigli. And the machlokas isn't Shmuel's alach. Damer Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Hi, man, dosvei alpha zuz lechabre. I lent you $1,000. Ba'anach lakisa de magla alayu. I gave you the handle of a saw. That's what I gave you. $1,000. You gave me the. I lent you $1,000. You gave me the handle of a saw. The handle of a saw is worth $10. Okay, that's what it's worth. Alvet kasa de magla of the alpha zuzer. Shmuel says, if I lost the handle, I lost my whole loan. I can't collect it all. The handle's only worth $10." Right, it's all like a zichron varum, and to remind you there was a loan. Yet Shmuel says, if I lost that, I lost $1,000. In other words, Rabbi Kiva would say, like Shmuel, right, you lost it. You're a shomer sacher. You lost it. You don't get paid at all. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that. Rabbi holds the malva is only a shomer chinam. He's not responsible for that. Maybe that's the machlokas here. So no, even lo shavi shav mashkan zuzi dekuli amma less or Shmuel. Nobody holds a Shmuel. If the item, if the mashkan is worth $10 and the loan was $1,000, and Shmuel says I lost the mashkan, I lost my whole loan, I can't collect it at all. Nobody holds like him. If it's not worth that, even though shavim mashkan, if mashkan is not worth near as much as the loan, everybody agrees that Shmuel is in all the Shmuel. Achav reshavi shir zuzi. Here the point is the mashkan, the knife that I gave you was a real expensive knife. It was worth $1,000. Achav reshavi shir zuzi. The kamiflagi b'Rav Yitzchak, and the machlokus is in Rav Yitzchak's halacha. Why? Then Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says, "Minayin lebal chob shikon mashkan." How do we know that the bal chob, the creditor, actually acquires the mashkan? Right? The poor man borrows $1,000. He gives his knife, his good knife, to the malva, and the malva actually acquires it. Shenemar, it says, "Ulachoti yitztaka." When you give it back to him when he needs it, if it's a garment or something that he needs, you give it back to him. It's like charity. Well, charity is only if it's mine and I'm giving it away, right? If it's not mine, why is it charity? If he doesn't call it, why is it stuck? Oh, so what are we saying over here? We're saying over the machlokis is maybe in Rabbi Yitzchak Salacha. Is he kona the mashkin or not? Rabbi Kiva will say, yeah, I acquire the mashkin. The knife is mine now. Oh, but if it's mine, I'm responsible for it. If it's lost or stolen, I'm gonna lose my loan. We're assuming now that the knife is worth $1,000, right? I lent you $1,000. You gave me your knife. The knife is now considered mine till I give it back to you, till you pay me. But my knife is mine. If it's mine, I'm responsible for it. So if it's lost, I'm not going to be able to collect the outstanding loan. Whereas Rabbi Lezer will say, no, you don't acquire the loan. You don't acquire the mashkan. You're simply a shomer chinam. It says more of a tizbro. I'll ask you, hey, madam, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yitzchak, when Rabbi Yitzchak says halacha, that the Baal Chob is kona the mashkan, mishkan shlo b'shas havaso, only when it was taken by the court bailiff, when you didn't pay your loan, and the court sends somebody to collect it, and you don't have the money, and you give him this mashkan. Then, he effectively, then it's like payment. If you don't have the cash, he keeps the mashkan. That's going to be a success of the halacha, that you effectively acquire it, right? When the court took it away and you need it, but okay, I mean, the lover needs it, but the court took it away from him because he hasn't paid the loan. So the malva, it's like in the malva's possession, the malva gives it back to him to use on Shabbos, or if it's a coat or a blanket that he could use at night, that's stuck on the malva's part. So that's where it says mashkan shlo b'shasa. If he took the collateral from him, the mashkan at the time that he lent him the money, when he wasn't coming to collect it, he just took it from him at that point. Mi amar did Rabbi Yitzchak say is halacha there? Ella mashkan shlo. Everybody holds Rabbi Yitzchak halacha. In other words, we're saying now everybody does not hold of Shmuel. Shmuel, who said that if you give me a $10 handle of a saw against a $1,000 loan, then I'll lose the saw. I don't have to pay a loan. Nobody holds like him. And everybody holds a Rav Yitzchak that if Bezin came and collected the mashkin from you and you haven't paid it back, you know what? It belongs to the Malva and he's responsible for it. Everybody holds to that. B'shas. Here the issue is, again, we're going back to what we said originally. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva are arguing, when I took the mashkin from you at the time of the loan, I wasn't taking it to collect it. I was taking it, you could argue, like Rabbi Elazar, I'm just collecting it, just taking it. To remind you that I have another loan. You know, I have your knife, you owe me the money, like that. And so what's the Yisbrach Mashkan B'Shasavaso? Or Shomer Avida come in for you. They're talking, they're saying this Machlokas is a Shomer Avida. If I find an item in the street, what's my obligation? To return it, right? To return it to the owner. Till I find the owner, I'm supposed to take it in, take care of it. If it's livestock, there's rules about that. How long I have to take care of it and then sell it and all that. Or if it's an item that I have to guard and watch, that's a Shomer Avida. Am I doing a mitzvah? Of course, I'm doing a mitzvah. So if I'm a shomer aveid, am I a shomer sachar? Because I'm getting a mitzvah. And during when the time when I'm doing that mitzvah, taking care of it, I don't have to give money to the poor because I'm busy taking care. If I'm busy taking care of it, if you're not busy, it's some difference. But if I'm busy taking care of it, and this wasn't something that I agreed to. It wasn't like a regular the shomer aveid. I found the item. I have an obligation that I didn't ask for it. I found it. Come if you did, Mar shomer aveid. Rabba says you're a shomer chinam. You're not paid for. It doesn't consider that a mitzvah that you're potter from, that you're like your shomer sachar. Yosef says, no, shomer sachar. Okay, so therefore, that's the issue over here. When you are guarding, you gave me an item. I lent you $1,000. You gave me your knife. Am I a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar? Rabbi Elazar says, I'm a shomer chinam. Even though I'm doing a mitzvah, what's the mitzvah over here? I lent you money. So Rabbi Elazar says, okay, you lent money, but that's not a great mitzvah. You're still a shomer chinam. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you did a mitzvah. I lent the guy money. I lent the guy money. I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm part of doing another mitzvah. So I'm getting paid effectively. So Rabbi Yosef, Shomer Sachar. Leimu Rabbi Yosef Tanahi. Now Rabba, who says you're a Shomer Chinam, even by a Shomer Aveda, when you're really doing a mitzvah, he certainly is not going to come out like Rabbi Kiva, right? But what about Rabbi Yosef himself? Is Rabbi Yosef, can anybody agree? In other words, does Rabbi Kiva only go like Rabbi Yosef? Does Rabbi Yosef only go like Rabbi Kiva, or could he even come out like Rabbi Elazar? Lema Rabbi Yosef Tanoihi, that apparently he only comes out like Rabbi Akiva, that you're a that a shomer that a person who guards not only a shomer aveda but even a shomer mashkel, which is what the malv is, he's guarding the mashkan. He is like a shomer sacher. So Lema Rabbi Yosef Tanoihi, Zigmar says, "Lo, isn't a machlokes." In other words, Rabbi Elazar will not come out. Like he says, "Lo, but shomer aveda kuliyama isla Rabbi Yosef." If I'm doing a mitzvah, I found an item in the street. I have to take care of it. That's the Torah. The Torah says you have to take care of, return it to the law, to return the lost item to its owner. Take care of it. Cause mine, you didn't find the owner. You got to take care of it. So the Torah imposed on me this mitzvah that I have to take care of. There, everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Elazar might agree that a shomer aveda is like a shomer sacher, and he's responsible for gedaven aveda because he's a shomer sacher. Everybody else by shomer aveda. Over here, our issue is, am I doing a mitzvah? If I find an item in the street, I'm taking care of it, I have to return it. Of course, I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah. If I lent you money, am I doing a mitzvah? Am I doing a mitzvah? That's the machlokas over here. After all, the malva can use the knife also. Meanwhile, I can use the knife. I need the mashkin to use. Marsav, a mitzvah kavod. I did a mitzvah, shoveu, I lent you money. That's a rekiva shita. That's how we pass the mishnah. Therefore, I'm a shomer sacher. And I'm a Shomer Sachar, and I'm responsible for Ganeva Naveda. I'm not doing a mitzvah. I'm just doing I lent you some money. It's not a mitzvah. I'm also getting an honor of it. Why? Because I get to use your knife. I'll be glad to lend you $1,000 if I get to use your knife. Therefore, I'm a shemachinim. That's machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Is it over here when I lent you money? Am I doing a mitzvah? In which case, I'm a shomer sachar because I did a mitzvah of lending you money, and therefore, when I watch your knife, I am a shomer sachar. Am I getting paid? Because I don't have to pay. I don't have to give money to a poor person. That's one way to look at it. That's why you're shomer sachar. Another way is I get to use your item. Right? If I get to use your item effectively, I'm getting some pleasure out of it. You're paying me with that usage. And that's the issue over here. Marsha mitzvah kavod, that's Rabbi Akiva. I'm doing a mitzvah either because I don't have to pay a poor person, I don't have to give alms to the poor or give him a meal, or because I get to use your item. I need to use your item. I'm doing it. One says, no, I'm still doing a mitzvah. I'm Marsha mitzvah kavod. And therefore, Shalveu, I'm doing either a mitzvah because I lent you the money, even though I get to use the item. And therefore, I'm doing it for myself. And I'm getting my own pleasure out of it. Then I'm not really doing a mitzvah. That's how you look at it. Or you could say, no, even when I'm using it for myself, that's how I'm getting paid. So either way, I'm a shomer sachar according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Elazar, you're not. The way our Gemara reads is that Rabbi Akiva holds you're a shomer sachar because you did the mitzvah, period. Another svara, others say that if I get to use your item, I'm getting paid that way. So are you a shomer sachar? You're a shomer chinam. That's machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, and we go like Rabbi Akiva that you're a shomer sachar. Yeah. So that's part of the deal. That's part of the collateral that I'm giving you. And he's giving me the item, and I get to use it. Now, should I use the item or not? We're going to talk about that in the next line. Abishal Omer, the last line of the Mishnah was Abishal said. What did he say? Last on the mission was Abishal Omer. Rishad al-Maskin Mashkon al-Shaloni. You're allowed to lend out the Mashkin that a poor person gave you in return for the loan. Leos posik v'holach, because this way, when you lend it out, you can rent it out. So let's say I lent the guy $1,000, right? And he gave me his knife. Now the knife can be used. It's a good, strong knife. It's not going to deteriorate or depreciate. So I lend it out for $10 a day. And as I lend it out for $10 a day, that comes off the loan. So I'm doing the ani a favor because I'm deducting that, the rental I'm getting, I'm deducting it from the poor person. Says the Gemara, that's what Abishol said. Like Abishol, you're allowed to do that. That's only if it's like a shovel, a hoe, or a pestle, or a chisel, or an axe. Because you can get a good rental for it, and it doesn't deteriorate much. But if it's something that, you know, by usage it's going to deteriorate, you won't be able to give it back to him after you've rented it out. So it's not a good idea. So if he gave you something though, like a shovel or something like that, you could rent out and deduct from there, and you're doing him a favor. Some of Farshim say that you shouldn't use it yourself though, because if you use it yourself, people assume you're not really deducting for, you know, deducting from the loan. And therefore you're using it improperly. So yeah, in general, you say, can you use a mashkin or not? Well, if you go like Rav Yitzchak, a mashkin he acquires, he can use it, right? You can use a mashkin presumably, unless it's going to get devalued, or unless if you're really deducting the value from the loan, then you could. We had that case before where I lent you $1,000, you give me your field, and in return for using your field, after 2 years, the loan is paid off. You know, so that's not that's not if I use your field and I don't deduct the money, then it's rebit because I lent you $1,000 and you're giving me back more than that. Let's say you gave $1,000, you gave me a knife and I rent out the knife every day, $10, $10, $10. I made a couple $1,000 on your $1,000 knife. And if I don't give you the money or deduct that from a loan, that's rebit that you can't do. The mitzvah is that it's a proper thing to do. To lend money to the poor person is a proper thing to do. So the question is, it's a mitzvah, but is it a mitzvah that we quantify it in a monetary issue in halacha? That's the issue. Because do you consider it a monetary thing? If you look back in the Mishnah, Rashi said, Shomer Sachar, Schar Mitzvah, right? Shomer Chinam, the less that a Buddha Schar Mitzvah, L'inyan Dina. Look back in Rashi on Pe'am Beis in the Mishnah. He says, yeah, Rabbi Kiva holds it's a shomer sacher, right? There's a kiva sheet shomer sacher because it's char mitzvah. And the other shita, which was Rabbi Yehuda's sheet in the Mishnah, which is really like Rabbi Elazar in our Gemara, that he doesn't know it's a char mitzvah. And Yendina, yes, it's a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah, but you can't quantify that. You know, what's the char mitzvah we can quantify? Because you don't have to give money to the poor person at that time. So that's the money that you save. That's really the money. Are we taking your mitzvah, which is no schar from mitzvahs in this world, right? We don't know what schar from mitzvahs only in the next. We don't get schar from mitzvahs here. You can't say, oh, I did a mitzvah, give me $5. Doesn't work that way, right? So Rabbi Yehuda says you can't quantify it at all. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you can quantify it because during that time, I don't have to give money to the poor person who comes in because I'm busy.
So according to both, it's a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that's quantifiable and that you could monetize it in din. Says the Mishnah, I take a barrel for you. You asked me to take a barrel from one place to another, and it broke. Whether I was unpaid or whether I was paid, I could swear. What do I swear? That I was not poshea, right? I wasn't negligent. Rabbi Lezer Omer, listen to this. This is Rabbi Lezer. The Girsa in the side is Rabbi Lezer. That's Rabbi Lezer ben Shamua, the Tana, not Rabbi Lezer ben Pedasa Amora. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Zevze, you're right. I heard that too. I heard that the Halach is like Reb Meir. Reb Meir is the author of our Mishnah, that Hashem Mechina and Hashem Asachar both swear, presumably that they weren't negligent. But to me, I'm amazed by this. Michon Zev says, what do you mean can they swear? First of all, were they really not poshea? If you take a barrel and you dropped it, that's poshea. You were negligent. And secondly, according to your Hashem Asachar, even if you weren't negligent, you're hired for Ganev and Aveda. So if it broke, what is Ganev and Aved over here? Is it really an accident? Like, you know, somebody crashed into you? He says over here, this is like when you're broke. It's certainly, you know, not exactly an accident. It's also, but it's more than Tria. So why everyone should be responsible? So Rabbi says, I heard that's the halacha, but I'm amazed by this. Tana Rabbana, I took a barrel from you. I carried a barrel from you, a jug, whatever, from one place to another. So here we see that the author of our mission is Reb Meir. You have to swear. What do you swear? That you weren't negligent? You were negligent. What does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shomer Chinam, Yishba Nasachar. Ah, now we have Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. A Shomer Chinam can swear that he wasn't negligent. No Sisachar, if he was a Shomer Sachar, meaning he was paid. Yishalim, why? Because what do you mean? Even if you weren't negligent, you're responsible. You're responsible for Ganev and Aveda. This is certainly no worse than that. You lost it. Well, you dropped it. It's worse than losing it, right? So he says, Rabbi Yehuda Taka argues and says, no, Sasachi, you have to pay. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer Beck, and Amisha says, I agree. I heard like Rabbi Meir. That's Zevzei Yishba. But to me, I'm amazed. In Yechol and Zevzei, you can swear. Lemeimer to suffer a mayor. Now the Gemara says, what do you mean? Rabbi Meir holds Nisko Laposher. When you stumble in the street, you drop this thing, right? You stumbled and you dropped it. If you just dropped it, that's really poshea. But let's say you stumble. Is a stumbler not a poshea? Because Rabbi Kiva says they both swear. They swear that they weren't negligent, and they get off. They don't have to pay. But even shomer sachar, because there's Rabbi Meir holds that if you stumble, you're not a poshea. By the time we've been that back in Baba Kama. Nishbrakado, if I broke the jug below silk, I broke my jug in the street and I didn't remove it. You didn't remove it. Or naflagamu v'lamita, or my camel fell down in there. Rameir says, you're chayiv to pay bezeken. V'chacham omrim, patim v'chayim v'shmayim. Okay, you're patim v'yodim because you didn't really do it on purpose, right? V'chayim v'lamim v'shkul v'sheplikim. Machlokas is, when I stumbled and I dropped the thing in the street and I didn't remove it and somebody fell on it, am I a poshea? Rameir says, you are a poshea and therefore you're responsible for it. So you see, Rameir holds that if you stumble, you're a poshea. So how could he hold in our Mishnah that, oh, I swear that I wasn't poshea. What do you mean? You dropped the jug. You were poshea. You stumbled. You dropped it. You were poshea. And Nisgal is a poshea. Rav Lazar, so Rav Lazar, this is Rav Lazar ben Pedas, presumably. Tavra, you're right. They're different. You break it. Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu, you're right. Rav Meir in Rabbi Kama seems to say Nisgal is poshea. Here Rav Meir says Nisgal is not poshea. We can't resolve this. Therefore, he goes with the idea that with two different shitas in Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda comes on to say, no, Shamachinam Yishba. Shamachinam can swear, right? No Sasach Yishalim, right? Haikidana. What does that mean? That the Shamachinam, right, is not Poshea, right? Nisko's La Poshea, right? Nisko's Vadi La Poshea. And as I agree with Rameir in our Mishnah, that Nisko's La Poshea, So if he's not pusher, he's potter. The shamachinim is off the hook. He just has to swear that he wasn't negligent, meaning that he wasn't negligent. Rashi says in some other way, la pusher the kamer yishba shelo pusher pshiacheres davari butzim biniska lohabi. He's not worse than, you know, it's not less than stumbling. Okay, you say nisko is la pusher. Okay, so swear. So what are you swearing then? You're swearing that you weren't pusher in any way. Neither by stumbling is not posheya, and you weren't posheya in something else. But the Shomer Sachar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he has to pay, right? He has to pay. Abba Shomer Sachar, Hakidina, Vadin Iskala posheya, says Rashi, but also Sachar Yishang, even if he's not a posheya, he has to pay because he's responsible, can even evade, and this is no less than that. But also Rabbi Lezer, Lemaimer, and Rabbi Lezer comes along to say, this is Rabbi Lezer, presumably Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah, right? Rabbi Lezer says, no. Ain't Gemara Kramayer, right? This is Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. Ain't Gemara Kramayer. I also have that tradition like Kramayer, that they both have this rang it off the Kumi. It's me, and I'm amazed by that. I can understand the Shemachinim swears that he wasn't Poshea. And we're saying now that Rameyer and our Mishnah knows that Nisgal's La Poshea. Stumbling is not considered negligence. Okay. El Shomer Sachar, Amai Mishnaba. Why would he swear? What was swearing? Kilo Posh. Even if he didn't, even if he wasn't negligent, Namish Lumibo, he has to pay. That he has to pay, so I don't understand. You could say Makamad. You could say that where is he not a poshea? If it was a sloping area, he was walking down the street was hilly, and you could say there he wasn't poshea. But if it was a flat area and he's walking along with a jug and he dropped the jug, Mishtabi lo pasha, how can he swear Mimatsu Mishtabi lo pasha? If it was not a sloping area, how can he swear that he wasn't poshea? Even if it was a sloping area, Nami, he could argue that he wasn't Pashay, like a riot where there's no proof. In other words, it wasn't an area that was populated and nobody saw it. But if he was walking a street where there are people there, Nasi riot, let him bring a proof that, you know, some kid threw a ball and he tripped on the ball or something like that. Let him bring a proof. The Tanya Isi Ben Yeromer in the Parsha of Shomer Sachar, it says over there, if I give you, I pay you to just watch something for me, and the animal, let's say, and the animal died or tripped or something, and or nobody saw it, then Shavuos Hashem Tiyavishem, I'd make a shvua that I wasn't Poshea. Oh, yesh roa, but if somebody was there, Yavi Rai Vifter, that's what Isi Ben Yehuda says. That's what the Pasuk says. Pasuk says, Kitin Yesh Rea, Chamor, Oshor, Oseb, Chobahim, Umeis, O Nishba, O Nishba, Ein Roa, nobody saw it, then Shavuos Hashem, and Shneim, Moshe, he has to swear that he didn't do anything wrong, that he wasn't poshe at all, that he didn't land it. But otherwise, so this is Rabbi Lazar's argument. Rabbi Lazar, I understand. Shomer Chinam, I understand he swears that he wasn't poshe, if Yo Niska's la poshea. But a Shomer Sachar, okay, even if he wasn't poshe, he should have to pay for this. And even a Shomer Chinam, that's fine if it wasn't a sloping area, but if it was a flat area, well, how could he swear that he certainly was poshe? And even a Makom Hadron, so bring proof. So this is Rabbi Lazar's argument, and therefore, what are we saying here? We're saying that our Mishnah holds, the Rameyer says, Niskel is not Poshea. I understand Niskel is not Poshea, so if he swears that he wasn't Poshea, he's off the hook. But Rabbi Lazar says, I don't understand why a Shomer Sachar should be off the hook, even if he wasn't Poshea. He dropped it. That's no worse than Gnei Bebei that he should be chayav for. Whereas, and Enochanami, Rabbi Yehuda Taka said that. Rabbi Yehuda said that the Shomer Chinam can swear, but the Shomer Sachar has to pay. But and what about the problem we have with Baba Kama? Rabbi Meir seemed to say that Niskel is Poshea. So we say, you're right. Well, there's two different shitas in Rabbi Meir. Now comes along, Rabbi Chia says, no. Look at the Gemara. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, says, no. I'll tell you what. I really hold that Rabbi Meir, I agree with the Gemara and Baba Kama. Rabbi Meir says that Niskel is Poshea. You're right. If you stumble, that's negligent. And you should have to pay. And certainly the Shomer Sachar should have to pay. But you know why you don't pay over here? Why you just swear that you weren't poshe in some other way? If you don't allow him for this, nobody's going to do any. Can you take this over there for me? If I take it, I'm going to have to pay for it. If I drop it, if you say that and you go by the halacha and the Torah, then what's going to happen is nobody's going to do anybody else a favor. Could you do me a favor, take this? Let me know. I'm not going to do you a favor because I'll be responsible. So therefore, it's especially because Chum. So what Rabbi Chiva is saying is right. Rameyer does hold like Baba Kama that Niskel is Poshea. And here is also Nisgul Pashaya. But over here, otherwise people won't do favors for other people. And therefore the rabbi said that you should make a Pashaya. So what do you swear? What do you swear that you weren't Pashaya? Rameir holds Nisgul is Pashaya. Right? You stumbled at us Pashaya. You can't swear I wasn't negligent. You were negligent. Hechem, what do you swear? I'm Rav Shvui. You swear Shaloba Kavana Shvui. I didn't break it on purpose. I was negligent, right? We're saying now that stumbling is negligence, but I can swear that I didn't do it on purpose. Vasa Rabbi Yudal, maybe Rabbi Yudal wants to say, no, Shamachinim Yishba, he can swear. That's the Sachar Yishalim. Haikidinim, haikidine. The Shomer Chinam swears because he swears that he wasn't Poshe in some other way, whereas the Shomer Sachar, even if he wasn't Poshe, has to pay. Vasa Rabbi Lezer, lemeimer, ain't. Gemara Kramei, Rabbi Lezer says, yeah. I have a tradition like Rameir that he will swear miot me ani michom zev zel lishba bishlam mishar mechinim. Again, he said mishtavish lo pasha could swear that he wasn't poshea, right? Elisham b'sachar amai mishav why can he swear he lo pasha nami boys and he has to pay b'afil mishar mechinim nami hotem makar. There, where does he say that he wasn't poshea if it was a sloping area? Shlo makar mi matz mishtava, right? Can he swear shlo pasha if it was a flat area? He can't swear that he wasn't poshea. B'afil makar madra nami hotem chayched like a ride where there's no people around there. Where you can improve, they survive. If the Tani Issa ben Yerom, like Issa ben Yerom says, this is just a repetition of what we had before in the first way to learn. The Tani Issa ben Yerom, Ein Rosh, was Shem Tia Ben Shem, Hayesh Rav Yavi Vifter. So, therefore, what we have over here is that Rav Meir is saying, Ein Echanami, really you are Poshea. But swear at least that you didn't do it on purpose, because otherwise nobody will do any favors for somebody else. Rav Yudah says, if he was a hired hand, he is responsible and he has to pay for it. Rabbi Lazar says, well, I have a tradition like a mayor, but I don't understand why. Maybe you don't understand that he doesn't hold the Tekanos Chachamim. I don't understand why you get off the hook this way, because even a Shomer Sachar certainly should not get off the hook, and even a Shomer Chinam should only be off the hook if he actually stumbled, if it was a sloping area, or if there was no proof. But if there was proof, or if it was a flat area, he should certainly be responsible. All right, we'll pick him here tomorrow, Mishim Mahu Gabra, right there in the middle of the page. Have a good day, everybody. Call them. Right. No, sure. He was hired to do it. He was paid. He was hired. That's what I'm saying. What the Mishnah said was that if I take your barrel and I broke it, I swear, whether I'm a Shemachinim, whether I just did you a favor or whether you paid me, either way, you swear. So Reb Lezer says, what do you mean? If Shemachinim, Shemachach, why should he be off the hook? Why should he get off the hook? For that reason, that's what Rabbi says. But our mayor said that was the tradition. That according to Chiyav Rabba, there's a reason for it, because otherwise nobody will do anybody else a favor. Even if you pay me, I don't want to be responsible. So they made it's a special Tekanos Chacham that you could swear and get off the hook.